one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Mary, this is Hannaloon calling. There's a lady, elderly lady from Buckland. Her name is Nita Thomas. She is being bumped with Youth Air because there's passengers in Deary. I don't know how to deal with it. Do you need to call? Yes. Thank you. Bye.
Ik wil de motor heeft de kaffee. Ik pak ze op. Dan is ze lekker te lang aan. Ik wil niet. Toen heb ik kaffee niet. Ik heb techniek kan mee. Ik heb kaffee. Ik heb zoekeloon. Ik heb thank everyone that prayed for those couple guys that got lost up there. Okay, too. We're glad that they were in good condition from the bottom, even though they might have been starved after 5 days. I would like to ask Billy Sheldon, will you please open our meeting with a prayer, please. we'll go to number three. Everybody have the agenda. We'll have the introduction of a staff and the guests. We can start from Marie, you.
Good afternoon.
Your staff.
Marie Green, the Upload Trust.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we can, yeah, from you.
Elizabeth Sheldon from Norwich.
Thank you. We have a guest this afternoon, and
Billy Sheldon from Narvik.
Yeah, and you were invited to this Ipokshap tour, eh?
Yeah.
Very good, thank you. Okay, very good. Okay, we'll start from sitting in number one.
Jim Morris from Norvik at large number.
Rachel Craig, Cotterby.
Pauline Barr, Deering.
Percy Jackson, Kiana.
Austin Warren, Kimolina.
Truman Pinion, Senior from Amber.
Mayberry and Hart, Kimbuck.
Wendell B. Wiltek.
Anna Loon.
Mrs. Thomas from Buckner.
Leonard Dibbles from Nick.
Tommy Sheldon, at large.
Kiana.
And Raylan, Boyce, German, Solo.
Okay, Goof, I was really hoping he'd be down here early, so start the meeting. Alfred Wells, chairman, and from Warwick. Okay, very good. We have quite a long list down about the line. Well, we'll read the agenda first before we ask for approval. Number five, we'll start from number five, is approval of agenda, and then reports. Northwest Orchard Borough. A is article of incorporation. B is research on impact child rearing. C is NAGPRA. They'll explain that to us after a while. Number seven is Nana Regional Corporation. A, Indianapolis Trade Award Selection. Eight is Robert Newland's Apollo Trust. A is Indianapolis Trade Grant Program. B is Sylvania Lake 94. C is consolidation of Indianapolis Trade Program. Number nine is Manila Manpower. Number 10 is Manila Association. A is Traditional Foods Program. B is Ford Foundation Grant. 11 is R3P, Recovering Persons Prevention Project. 12 is Cape Smythe. We were going to write Billy Lee for this. I've got. Date of next meeting is number 13, number 14 is comments, and number 16, we don't have number 15, so maybe we could put that for other. Number 15. And number 16 is closing prayer, number 17 is adjournment. Kirdapko, Kati Mati Shavut, Tamarumani, afternoon me, Tatna, Inguralang Nasik. Ipakshap, village report me to Kakalak, Tony, Aglan, next time we need to get up, it's in the road, take it over, 1 hour, so it's in the road. Well, we're going to have a little bit of 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 a little bit.
AFN report ako ng lahat po na ako tingin na sa isip na rito.
Okay. Taka naman, other mong priyag lugo, mawin na mo.
Na mo pa ya.
Aglo, wala ka kita.
Nakakulwa na flora.
Upa kurban usorak tapko uko sabaktot pinyak kuptiging nakuna yakit uko ami R3P tulu Manilak Manpower lu and who else is here from someplace else.
I think Tom is here representing Senior Center.
Yeah.
Does
okay,
he
so
have a report to make?
Can we put it on to Northwest Arctic Borough report to that area or Manila?
Manila could lead to?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Manila could move.
I had a couple of things.
Yeah, a fire grunt, eh? Northwest group. Di mun pilih lagi ni.
Makot sabak tot
di laku kami.
Sebab di laku laku kami nak kuna ya.
Yeah, okay. Di mun Northwest Arctic group di mun tamna AFN pilih kesini. Okay. Tak kuning ah, jangan tak kau di sini ni low kira. nalla uppan ungova arjagina kai now sinne ter motion non at
vo vo varia yela
ta ahi ni min min tu le va
ahi itatta
hai
ahi itatta
ke ek e is Ich hab da, ich lauf gesagt, ich hab nichts. Okay, die Kuh, ich bin hier noch nicht weg. Die Kuh wacht hier rüber. Can you go some time a little bit? Even a little bit, oh God. Okay, thank you.
Can I sit down here, sir? The door of this.
You need to go away. You need to get away. Sir, the poor report took sick. Report took sick. Not need all the kaya rebut. Kisut summa. Pitka, from Northwest Arctic. That research on that.
Naka, Dapko Pichiwabut, R3P, and Manida Manpower. And Tommy O from Manida Dapko Sivulik of Louis Pichabut.
Oh, Manida Manpower. Okay. Any young man power me what? Open one looks at now, chuck number 3 will look to me. Ne? Many young man power, the car like a sick.
Okay, my name is Dan Snyder, I'm the executive director of Many Young Man Power. What I'd like to do here, I guess, is I'd like to explain the programs that we have over at Manila Manpower. Our major programs there are from the U.S. Department of Labor. We do have two programs under the Joint Training Partnership Act. The first program allows us to assist people who wish to go to technical training. We fund students for the technical center here in Kotzebue, for the technical center in Seward, and then also we send people to Anchorage and Fairbanks for computer training. Under that program also, we have a work experience program for the schools in this area. And we budgeted 15 positions. We asked the schools to give us a proposal, asking for the number of positions that they would like to have. And then after we receive all the proposals, we give out the number of positions that we can. Usually we get more requests than the number of positions that we have. The other program we have with the Department of Labor is a summer youth employment and training program. And the last 2 years we've been helping the tech center put together a academic enrichment program here in Kotzebue. We bring students from the villages, plus some from Kotzebue. And they go to school for half a day and then work for half a day. This year was the first year that we had tested the students, given them a basic reading and writing test. And what we found out was, of 31 students, we found out that 16 were reading below the 7th grade level. And hopefully our academic enrichment program will bring their reading up a little bit better, but it lo- like this is a program at the tech center that we need to continue in order to have our students reach a higher grade level in their reading. With the Department of Labor program that we have, we have to determine if they're eligible, and our main eligibility criteria is income. If someone is working and wants to stop doing the job that they're doing and go to school, we'd have to look at if they make too much money already, then we wouldn't be able to help them. Most of the time, though, I'd say 99% of the people that walk into our office are eligible. A lot of times what happens too is that when a student graduates from high school and tries to apply as a member of a family, if both parents are working, then that student wouldn't be eligible. So what we let them do is apply by themselves without including the rest of their family, so that this student can go on to technical training. We do have another training program with the Department of Health and Human Services, and it's called the JOBS program. It's the JOBS program is a program to assist people who are on AFDC go to training or to get a job. We usually end up with a OJT contract if it's a work experience program with a job. And basically that program is to help people get off of AFDC. We don't get much money for that program. We use most of the funds for our administration. And what we end up doing is funding their training through JTPA. We do have a child care program. And that program there is to assist low-income people with their child care needs. A lot of times you find people who want to work, but if they do go to work and get a babysitter, that most of their income would go to pay the babysitter. So what we do is we pay the babysitter so that the people can go to work. And the only people under that program that we will not pay as babysitter is the other parents. They could, the parents get to choose whoever they want to have them watch their children. It could be their brothers or sisters, their parents, their cousins. It doesn't matter who, as long as the person watching their children isn't the other parent. If the other parent isn't working, we tell them then that parent can watch the children. It's his job anyhow, or their job. Under that program, last year we started a Inupiaq immersion program at the daycare center here in Kotzebue. We funded two positions, a teacher and an aide. We had some good feedback from the parents. They were saying that their children were picking up Inupiaq language and speaking some Inupiaq, but a lot more than what they would have learned had we not had that program. There were some problems to it. It was staffing problems between the daycare and the instructor. And I think mainly the major problems that we had on that program is that nobody in this area has ever done an immersion program before. So we couldn't, really evaluate the program. There was no supervision for the instructors, and the instructors didn't have any material to work with. I called Senator Murkowski's office. I know they've got a public law dealing with Native American languages or Alaska Native languages now. And I was told that the law was passed, but the funding isn't there. So I told them to send me the law and then keep me informed as to the funding. I've been keeping my eye out for funding for future immersion programs, but it's real difficult to find it. And I think if we were to have our children learn Inupiaq language, I think an immersion program where nothing but English is, Inupiaq spoken, then I think we'd have a better chance of teaching our children. And the reason we thought of an immersion program is because when we went to school, there was an immersion program, but it was an English immersion program, and it worked. And we feel that if we start up an immersion program, then that should work as well. The other program that we have is the Village Public Safety Officer Program. We have 10 villages in our region that has a need for the VPSOs, but the state gives us funding for only 7. So right now, Kivalina, Buckland, and one other one is not filled. What I've done is I've written to the BIA. I know they've got a law enforcement program to see if our villages would qualify for that program. I haven't heard nothing, but once I do, and if it's favorable, then we'll definitely submit a program for the 3 villages. Thank you. Any questions?
I would like to ask Billy and Roland. Feel free to ask questions since you guys are invited to our meeting. Do you have any questions for? Yeah, Roland.
Yeah, my only question is what do you desire from this other council?
Yeah, I think I'm not sure. I just brought this out. Everything that we do is information. There's nothing that I'm asking for right now.
Because you got some valuable information there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I think I've kept in contact with Marie and Anna on much of that, especially the Inupiaq immersion program.
I mean, lots of information that the religious should know. Do the religious keep in contact with you?
We talk to the villages quite a bit, the city offices and the IRA council. Probably a newsletter or a description of the programs that we have distributed to the villages might help.
That would help, and if some of us who are really busy, if we had that in front of us, and then when people call us from different places, you could say so-and-so has that kind of problem. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I was wondering is, in this immersion program, is Kotzebue a pilot project? Are you planning eventually to help the villages with it, or what?
Well, I don't think the child care program, there isn't enough funding from the child care program to do that in each of the villages. Mm. I selected Kotzebue mainly because there was a daycare program here. And we targeted the 3-year-olds, hoping that they were young enough to where they could pick it up a lot better than the older kids.
I know we had problems up there last year, and some of our elders went there to help, and because they found out they were calling some of the kids with their names wrong because their mothers didn't know how to pronounce the Eskimo name.
and we got a lot of good feedback from the parents on how much their children were picking up.
in that line too, Putukanani, Okora, Lakaho, Data Matko, Kangsilat Pussy, Kangsilwood, Jipsi, Roland, or Billy, Okoti, Sarayagati, Uva, Kangsimora, Kukluta, Okoti, Gati, Pitsuksak, Nira, Siksak, Putkin, Napti, Nit, Sabat, Tapna, Pinirak, Donit, Ikayuto, Nira, Mari, Utapin, Traptun, Ikayong Nakton, Subaluk. Aglahikundu ubo ukora lagtutup kang sinretsupsi ubo kang sirbiksahi inipedun kang sitsaktiksahi ito.
Zolong balo. Ito mo na.
Iwame at labwik magko. Bukak man na may ba? Bukak man na may ba kang sisip na paluklisi? Maybe there weren't very many. We may follow the law pretty much. The Matununa tested Kangasium. She tested Kangitabko, 7th grade level Mona Glass, Narinna, Kangasimana Pata in Mali, Maulu Kasapa, Aglato, Utong Pata in Mak, Kigum Rabuni, he also not followed the Matunani, the National Land. What Nunak here, the law in the high school.
I have a question, Dan. Was this reading level testing only from Kotzebue students?
No, it was from the entire
whole region.
Everybody that participated in the program at the tech center.
Mm-hmm.
We did have some of the students in the villages working as well, and those never got tested, so we don't know what the remainder of our summer students were or what level they were at.
Were the students high school graduates?
No, they were in high school. I think 10th, 11th, and 12th graders.
It would be good if they are tested in the villages too.
Yes. By regulations, we were required to assess every participant that come into our office. We didn't have any tests available for those in the villages because we didn't have them for us. The tech center did the testing for those up there.
And just note that it's time to go.
Yeah, for the summer youth program.
We have all those who we have to say thank you.
Ubasuli Ilanga, Dabramuna Child Care Program. Itna ang iromik manimik ako kuwira ang medyot ika yung nasluit ika yung sektar luit kami ketun rangit kona rin patili pinyaksot aglan Tabrumagok, Igigam, Angayokhas, Iliosungakatik, Atlat, Ilangi, Konaksikpata, Akili Yagalore, Chaglan, Angayokhang, Urokukok, Nalek, Ikayusungak, Ami, Akiliksasungak Nagu, Tabkogok, Angayokhang, Urok, Tabrasavariyas, Ketunramitlik, Kone fikir kita, tapi mengasuli pendaftar. Suli kununa jobs program. Nujat upun kami sebab saksi mata. Asing ilokatik angayok hangit sebab hutik lupit magnik. Manik ako doktor kangat ang idigak takman sa nasigok ing mikun sa baksaksik si Luis akang isa nalaka apang isa aking nyaktak kangit iyaliti siwak nagit pipmata sabro muna ikalut lagay sa kitan na Sebab saksi itu, itu nama ningmik maningnya tu orang unit tu. Kanulah kau bawa muda bulu, ketun rektor lu ikan yang negar lawe sulit juga. Enyu perasa kun, bawa papa gereja, enyu perasa kun taruh muna, bukak tu ya waktu. Ini berak sumit muka kita. Nutat nolong berak tak siapa lagi buat na itu modal lah kita. Pikau apa daycare sekitar tarung mini. Tama olak nip juga daycare center kahoti. Atlet asing nunak hira kita daycare center ni juting. Asi orang ni nyerka, sakit noral lah kuni. Ubah kerja tarung bis, betul mungkin daycare center kahuting. Tersembah suli, anggal rute, tak mungkin suli, maningat tak daycare kahuting, beli uji. Ami anggal kanguru. Sebenarnya koneksi kita tulis apko VPSO, imbago kita lihat lu, baksan lu, kita lu temen, nalle lu temen mac, VPSO mister losses, bagaimana lant apko nunap jok, tak na, ekses toksinik, ekses toksikanik, sebab aku ti. Ari gua, ini cukup praktek hati gua, kadang sembik sebab praktek lama ni.
Nalak siapa suka siapa, tak terlihat tahu. Apa suka siapa si,
thank you very much for having me. The only other thing I had to say is every program that we have over at Manila Manpower, except for the VPSO program, is. Can be contracted directly with the feds by the IRA or traditional councils from the villages.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Manila Kapital Lagutasuli, number 10A, traditional foods program and let up in your
Naka Upoko RCP could look at my job.
Is it key?
Number 11 Guru Tapko.
Oh, number 11 Guru.
Tapko Glita Gamina.
Hi, my name is Christy Gallagher Jr. I'm a member of R3P, which stands for Recovering Persons Prevention Project. I have the mission statement here, and if you guys would like a copy, you can take one and pass them on down. Recovering Persons Prevention Project is well, I'm a recovering alcoholic myself, and it's been just over 3 years since I started my recovery. And since then, I have seen what alcohol and drugs are doing to our people. And many times I have become overwhelmed with despair because of all this going on. And I feel that something must be done. And we of R3P, we have been doing activities, coming up with what things we'd like to do. What do we need to do to get the message across that it's okay to be sober? What do we need to do to get the message across that this alcohol and drugs are destroying our people, a lot of people? This was formed back in May of this year, and I've been a part of it since July of this year. And it has done me, it has supported me in my recovery. I have needed some people, you know, to talk to, and this is a sober support system for me. And also, what we like to do is get the message across about sobriety. And how we do it is, I use my life as an example of what I went through when I was drinking. What happened when I decided to sober up. And how do I stay sober today? R3P also has sponsored some events here in Cotsview, like the Mother's Day Parade, the Father's Day Gathering, the Father's Day Gathering, Children for Sobriety Parade, and the block party that the Red Ribbon Campaign, that started off the Red Ribbon Campaign for Sobriety. And we do have some plans for this month, which we'd like to start. We're in the planning process. We'd like to do some presentations on alcohol and drugs, try to get into the schools, try to get to the public. For December, we have some activities planned. And we're trying to get other organizations to get involved with R3P so we can start doing some activities like dog mushing, snow machine races. Just get together and have fun where it doesn't have to be so competitive. One thing I'd like to see started too is the Eskimo games that we used to have a long time ago. Where I remember going to the community center in Cotsview, where they had lines of people on one side, on both sides, and they challenged each other in Eskimo games. There was women on one end of the building and men on the other side, and they just challenged each other just to get together and enjoy the evening. These are the things that we'd like to do. I guess what I'm here to ask for is support for our group. It has just started, and we have been looking for a house or some place that we can use as a sobriety club. We are a nonprofit organization. We have to look for funds in order to have such a building, and we don't have that right now. But like I said, someone said something at one of our meetings, and we're tired of waiting for something to happen, and we have to take that step forward to say it's okay to be sober. I have a album here that was started back in May. You'd all like to look at it. That's all I have. If there's any questions?
I would like to share.
So what do you want to share?
My name is Kirk Barger. I'm with him. I've been going to AA meetings, which is Alcoholics Anonymous, and there's little, I've listened to this last meeting where a lot of elders gathered. They all worked in with the younger people, but they forgot us, where we have AA meetings, and Richard and I are really committed into helping other people like us that try to work and support each other in staying sober. And there's very few people committed like us. Like I've been sober 4 months now, and in AA meetings I would have to chair, because most of these young people or people that come in that are not in the alcohol program are new, and I would have to chair the meeting and try to pick a topic like self-esteem or whatever I want to pick on that could help the other person on how to, like, for example, myself, I had to start from when I was a little boy and how I grew up and how, why I became today an alcoholic and drug addict. And I had experience in that. And AA meetings, and I want to start in an NA meeting. And I've seen a lot of people come to AA meetings and NA meetings, and our group, RPP, who want to help other alcoholics or people, anybody who wants to get away from drinking or anything, they need a place to go. And Richard and I and Lori, we have a lot of experience in helping people, and we would like to. I heard Lori said she would quit her job right now to help Costview or anybody who come in. If they gave us a building, she would quit her job and commit her life to help in helping people like us, because we need a place around here. Because instead of the, I know a lot of you talked about helping the younger people, but they forgot us. You know, we're the ones that are doing the work. And we need help. We have nobody to turn to. And just a couple days ago, alcohol and drugs set me back 20 years in my education. And a couple days ago, I took my TV out and I replaced it with books, Bibles, the whole work. Because I want to help. And the reason I'm here is he called me last minute, but I support him in asking you people for support so we can have a building to help anyone who needs help that involves alcohol, drugs, or people who are abusing their children or their families. They could come to us, and we have the experience. Thank you.
Thank you.
One thing we need in our village is we have no recreation for our children. In every one of our villages, after school they have nothing to do.
That's what we're working for. Uh-huh. Not just alcohol and drugs, things to do like that too.
Yeah.
And about Albert's meeting back home, mm-hmm. We sometimes sent a note to airline not to bring their booze to the villages. I wonder what they always do, because those passengers, they always come and we always know they're drinking again. Maybe as you work for that, maybe you encourage them airlines about checking their packages.
We're not an organization. All we are is a group of people that that want to help in any way we can, but you know, like doing activities, giving presentations about alcohol and drugs to me, things like that. Probably you'd have to get with someone else on the airlines. I don't know who, though. What we like to do is activities. We meet every Monday and Thursday, and we sit down and discuss what can we do this month or this week, just to have fun, just to get together. I've been trying to get into the tech center to do some presentations on alcohol and drugs up there. I haven't received word yet, but I'll keep on trying.
Okay.
What really needed is a building. We need a building so it could work. And it's just, it's really needed. A lot of people around here need a building to go to just to be there and watch TV, play cards, or something else. Or if you want to talk, you know, that's what we're working for.
Where do you meet right now?
Mondays, 8 o'clock at the Detox Center. Thursday night, 7 o'clock at Senior Center.
When you say too small, how many people are you?
Sometimes there's 20 or more. You know, but they get discouraged because we don't have enough support.
There were times that I wanted to give up, but you know, I have to keep on going, not only for my own good, but for the people too out there that do need help. You know, sometimes that just by giving my story out to someone, what happened to me while I was on alcohol, and what happened that made me quit. You know, maybe they'll want what I have, and all I gotta do is share with them what I did to get what I have today. And that's one thing I like to do, is to share my pain, my joys, everything with them, with another person.
We have material too.
There has been some other villages that have called us that wanted to know what we're all about, and we have sent out some mission statements and some packets on how they can get started on their own R3P.
What time do you meet?
8 o'clock on Mondays and 7 on Thursdays.
Visitors are allowed.
You have a good start. We're proud of you. Don't give up. Keep on. Seems like the elders' prayers is being answered. We've been praying for you, young people. Don't give up. Do your work.
When we meet, sometimes, a lot of times, we're like a guide for them into going to church. Like when I first got into trouble, just speaking out in that AA meeting kind of guided me towards church, and therefore I asked, that's when I decided, you know, I could ask God to help me, give me strength to try to help these other people, because there's no one around here that he's always there, like Richard and I. And, you know, just him and I is not enough. You know, we need a place to work. And we need a support.
I think you said an important thing there. When we talk about Kotzebue, they always think of Kotzebue. Kotzebue is nothing but Kotzebue people. But lots of people moved here from other villages, and then lots of other village people always come here to visit their areas and to go shopping and everything and see if they could imitate, you know.
Yeah.
And so when we talk about Kotzebue problem, it's just not Kotzebue people problem.
Yeah.
It's all region problems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because it's because it I always feel like other villages need to feel that burden too, you know, not just us who live here. I'll be at one of your meetings. I don't know if it's Monday or Thursday yet, but I'll be at one of your meetings and try to see how, what I know, what my skills, how you could use them, how I could donate my time to your time,
okay.
You know?
Probably Thursday night.
Okay.
What time, Chris?
So,
7 o'clock.
Okay, so I, at this point, I don't know how I can help you guys, but I'll be there at one of your meetings, so well, if whatever skills I have, you know, I'll be glad to donate my time.
Okay, thank you. You know, a lot of times, most of them people are from villages that are in need. Either court ordered or they've done something wrong. And they're mostly from villages who don't have AA meetings or people like us working trying to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them are always villages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
I would like to commend you young men. I know it takes strength and a commitment to work with other young people, especially after you've had a hard experience, so you could help other young people. And I want to thank you and commend you for your work.
Several times Ford Foundation Innovation Grant letter. I've been trying to get it into elders, not all the time, but once in a while. It says, encourage the involvement of the middle generation. That is you Flip. Most programs have specifically targeted elders and youth. Just the elders and youth are having a meetings trying to help themselves, not trying to help the middle generation. So this middle generation is written right there. And if the elders at the villages could find your letter, innovation letter, and try to do what we can to help our young people. And We're trying to do something to help middle generation, but we're slow, that's all.
Yeah.
Does anyone have anything to say from a group like this?
I have something.
Okay.
This is a response to what you're asking for. I would encourage you to get a hold of Wilford Lane for the use of Cut Hall. And we do have a January 4th or 5th deadline for the 1994 Ford Foundation application deadline, and some of these ideas you could put into paper and submission.
What's your deadline?
I think it's January 4th. January 4th, 1994.
So it's extended from September 30 again?
No, it's a brand new year.
Oh, 1994.
Yeah, 1994.
Every year they have money to give away, not just the ones you have already. Every year you can apply.
Uh-huh.
It's January 5, this deadline. They have to include the mark by 5:10.
I didn't know that. I thought it was only one time. Yeah, Laura?
Does Lee know about your program?
Lee Stucker?
Yeah.
I know we've been talking with Robert Sheldon, and we have invited him to some meetings. I don't know if he's showing up this time, that I'm not able to be there.
Yeah, I would say. I would talk to both of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good.
For something like this, I mean, we as pastors are supportive of anything that it's not their program, it doesn't begin to mean that. Thank you.
Cool. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
We from other villages. We from other villages too, Katimat Yorakdoni should encourage our young people. Tell them about this, their time of meeting places. That nothing you now like after a could encourage your own now to your Nakur. Ubunga, the Tarika would the Kuba, Nalulaki would canoe in your Nara, Castellan, and the Kupotolfin at Maknali. That no Kotila Law Louis, listen up for a Law Louis Tapuming and Katame, that Napit in need after me, please, and a Kuba.
I've been in Chamber Central since 67, June. I believe it's a unique place to stay. A simple reason that it's one of the few old folks home in Alaska that is trying to serve Eskimo people. We have a lot of donations from all over the region for Eskimo food. We depend on it quite a bit. For that reason, it's a very unique program. And they're trying to increase it a little bit more lately of Eskimo food that we eat. It's very, very important for old people and all of us who would like traditional food. Another thing that I'd like to say about that place is services. I thought was real good because I turned in my laundry today. This morning I got it back this afternoon before I came here to the meeting. That's better than quick service laundry. And I thought that was pretty good service. And, they're trying to do the best they can. There are some, just like any place else, few dead meat, but we don't care about that. We just kind of overlook that. And of course, as you know, something that I'm glad about this place that is open to church groups. Very, very important. Very, very important to prayer groups on you. About 4 years ago, I developed two types of incurable disease. One of them was the extreme case of arthritic condition. I was frozen and I was like this. I couldn't move my fingers anymore. My fingers were all calcified. I couldn't move my neck no more. I was just like this. I had to walk. Turned my whole body to see somebody. I was just frozen completely. Then on top of that, I had a rare blood disease. And they gave me, they finally sent my blood to San Francisco, the world's leading blood expert. They found out I had one of the most rarest disease known, perhaps the third one in person that ever had it, incurable. That kind of disease, there's no cure for it. You die. They give me a couple months to live. They sent me here 4 years ago from Senior Central to die. And I was very desperate. After that kind of condition, after a while I couldn't move no more. They had to turn me every 2 hours. That kind of care I got. I mean, no place. I was very glad that they can keep me alive that way, even through the last You know, even when the person is dying like that, there's always the hope while you have the breath. Even when the person is dying, you've got 2 months to live, 1 month, 1 week to live, there's a hope. I sent for the prayer. Yeah, there's good women that pray here in the city together. And they pray together and they pray constantly. And they pray because they want to be in touch for the healing for the people that are in desperate need. They came over to the place, they prayed for me. They prayed for me and I believe that in my heart that I'm going to live. Even though I had incurable blood disease, even though I had 2 types of disease, I began to turn over. Hey! And pretty soon I was standing around. Pretty soon in 1 month's time I went to church. That prayer group that prayed for me, Church of God, peace. I went back to that place. And I've been up since then almost, but then I backslid. And then I got sick all of a sudden, and I got one more time, they sent me to Anchorage. No cure. Then, you know, it's very important. The Word of God is very, very important, deep down inside. And it's very powerful if you use it right. And there's a man here in the city that went to work for North Slope, and he liked to drink beer, and he said he's going to read that word every day. He's a guard, and so he's got a lot of time to read. He's going to try the Bible. And he read that thing and read it and read it. He came back to Costa Bay. Hey, I want to have a chance to drink beer. You know that guy drank? And all of a sudden, he felt deep remorse. He's crying. Why? I began to read why. I want to find out why. The Lord Jesus said, my word washes you clean. You know, Old Testament times, they keep the temple clean, but the Lord lives in the body. And he's been cleaning his temple. And he got so clean by the word that when he put the beer inside, it made him remorse and crying. And he repented. and that's what happened. But you know, I'm so glad that this body, this old folks home is open to people that praise. And that's where it's unique in second place. And we need that place. And we need it more because of uniqueness of our food and because of uniqueness of spiritual life that is open to us from you people. Because when you pray for one another, it's going to affect me. Now I can play piano. I couldn't move. I couldn't shave before. And now I walk around. And that doctor, you know, I couldn't lift my arm. And when I left, I told the doctor, what's your diagnosis about my arm? Oh, you're just hopeless case. You're just going to get worse. You can't even put your arm up. I came back to that hospital. Hi there, doctor. You look at me. I'm supposed to die. Hey, you supposed to have been buried 6 months ago. But you know, that's what happened. That we have in this place a unique place, old folks' home. It's available to spiritual life that affects deep down inside, make us active in that. You people should be more concerned about that. It's very powerful. Because people, my dad was an uncle. And he said, you know, too bad the Christians don't know how powerful they are. They only study the word, they would know how powerful they are. But you know, in service, I tell you one thing, to become a soldier, you train, and you have a weapon, and you have to put the weapon all the time. You have a manual for training. And in order to be a very good soldier, you have to train a lot. Train, train, train. If you want to become, you know, a lot of people, they lay aside their sword, the Word of God. That's your weapon, that gives you everything. But they lay aside, gather dust. They know, that's why the people don't know how much power they have in Christianity. That's why they don't know how much power they have in Christianity, because they lay aside the manual for goodness. That's why we have the condition in school. That's why the nation's going to pot. You know, but you, even though the world, one thing about this, you ever notice the whole world? They all have croup, they all have internal strife, that government is always changing. But we have some praying people in this country that is able to keep this country stabilized where we don't have to change government all the time. Ever notice that? You put those two together, the church, and we're still alive. As long as the church is alive in this country, we're going to have a stable government. We'll be able to meet like this and gather your wisdom to help the generation. And start praying for wisdom, you're going to start helping them. That's why we have in the school system, even a peaceful school system, than any place else in the nation. Isn't that something? Why? Because we got praying people. We got some church. We got churches like assembly. As long as we have those in this region and keep up to the higher power, you know. When I was going to church or school in the early days, one thing they used to do is say a Lord's Prayer, and then they pray. As soon as they took that, one atheist called the Senate to take away the prayer group. And you know what happened? That's when we never used to have vandalism in school. Ever since then, they took that prayer away, they start having done. It's $60 billion cost to the nation's school for vandalism. Why? Because they took the church, the mantle of power. And when you take away something, it has to be filled with something. And that's why the old people were spiritually aware of what goes on. As long as they are spiritually aware, it's going to help us. It helped me. It helped me. I'm still here. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Everything you said is true, Tom. I know that.
Huh?
Everything you said is true. Very good. Prayer is really strong. All of these people know it. Everybody.
Yeah.
Very full of it.
Huh?
Father God. Can we break a look to the yacht beside? Pardon me.
She's been doing a lot of work for elders all these, how many years now, going on? Three? Two? Mia, Alice, and Herbie Carmen, Pupane, Uba Akrin, Sabo Digati, Akuna Labak, Uba Utu Kanani, Ting Minyaksi Apka, Aglalakutigar, Aglalakut Dor, Nagalu, Tatna Utatalorang Naraktuk, Saku Utigutta, Sabani, Tamna Pilata Kami, Atta Nate, Ubanga Kalan Nara Suviga, Atta Nate, he is a humble person to me. They ma in Simanara Tok Nutam Ilanga, Tatna Idusha Kapman, Tara Sabaki Kaput Uba, Atlet, Saboti Ala, Liadi, a lot of young girls are working for us too, all right, but at this time, we want you to present her a little gift from the old people's side. Itong kananing ilipsit ning ubat pinani yaklu for all the work she did for us. That's a gift from the all the elders.
Thank you, Minnie. We have a visitor here.
No.
Not more? So I'll ask her to speak at this time. Pam Ross. Pam Ross.
Hi, my name is Pam Ross, and right now I'm living in Ambler this year. And yesterday I was on the phone with Rachel and explained to her that I was coming down to prosecute for some other business. And she said, why don't I come by and talk to you about why I'm living in Ambler this year. I come from Iowa, where I'm a librarian at a small Methodist college. And I'm also a graduate student in anthropology at the University of Iowa. Back in 1966, I came and lived in Ambler for a year. That was a long time ago. And in the spring, I came down here to Kosovo and went to Healing Point with Bob and Carrie Rule from 16 Healing Point. And during that year, I did lots of things, like make muffins and steel poles. And even though I'm white-skinned, I have pretty much Eskimo stomach. I always wanted to come back to Ambler for another year, but now I am divorced and I have to find a way to get money to be able to do that. And the way I found was to do research for my college degree, my graduate degree. And so I wrote to the city council in Ambler and also talked to some people here in Manor. And I've come back to live for a year in Ambler to learn about two things. What the women's assistance knowledge is. Assistance being the gathering of the berries and the leaves and the roots, the fishing, and any of the hunting, the snaring and things. And I'm also interested in learning how the women learn to do those things. Who they learned it from and where. Because I think it's different for the honest than for their daughters and for their granddaughters. One reason why I chose this topic was because I had been reading about how you elders in this region had a very strong concern about subsistence knowledge being passed on and learned by the younger generation. So my hope was that by doing this research, that maybe we would learn something that would be of use to you people in the region when I have to pack up my stuff and go back down to Iowa. While I'm living in Ambler, I am giving back to the village by volunteering at the school. I volunteer 4 hours in the library there because I am a librarian. And I have also offered to give copies of any photographs that I have to the elders because they're thinking of putting a museum together. For those of you who may want to see some old pictures sometime, I do have some photos from 1966 that includes in Ambler as well as out of Sealing Point with the processing and the hunting that took place then. I wonder if there are any of you that have questions suggestions or ideas even.
Is your graduate degree a master's or a PhD?
A master's. I'm what's called an academic librarian. I'm a librarian for a college. And oftentimes nowadays, a college librarian needs to have a second master's. And I have to tell you a little secret. I love to learn, but I hate to go to school. So I said, this is my third college degree, and I said, this time is going to be something that I really like. So I chose anthropology because I really like that topic.
How's your work going in Amherst?
It's going pretty well. I live in a cabin where I have to pack water and get my own wood, so that takes me some time. And also, I have been doing my volunteer work at the school and some subbing to help pay for my wood. And I've been meeting with various people in the village. And on the whole, I think things have gone pretty well, a little bit slower than I thought. One of the teachers in Ambler published a book. And I think there's been some confusion that maybe I've come to write another book and make money. And so I've had to explain, I've gone to the elders meeting and the city council and explained again why I'm here and explained that I'm not here to write a book to make money. I'm here to try to help find information on subsistence with the window so that maybe it will be
maybe they ought to be in agreement in the event that you write a book that some of the proceeds go to the elders and members.
I have made that. I have told people when they've asked that if I did write a book, I would be more than willing to share the proceeds. If I did a book, I see it as sort of like a before and after to take the photos from 1966-67 because Ambler was just begun in 1958. It was a very new village when I was there. So these pictures show the way of life before all of the dangers of the oil. And now what I'm doing is trying to take pictures of how it is now. And so if I did a book, it seems like that would be what it might be. But I am going to be very busy just trying to write my thesis.
The other thing that the people in the villages say, because it's happened over and over, is that people always tell us whatever they think we want to hear at the moment, but they always do what they're going to do anyway.
Yeah, I know. Someone in the elders meeting asked me, how do we know that you say you're not going to write a book, that you're not going to do it? I can only say that's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to make money or to write a book. I'm here because I need to do research for my degree, but I chose the topic because I know that it's of value to the concerns that the people in the region have. My hope was that this would be that what I learned from the people in Ambler will be a value to all of you. And I will be sending a copy of this to the people in Ambler and also to I can send a copy to the people here so that you can see what they
are not. I appreciate what you're doing. Another person and I are just embarking on a research project, and I know it takes a lot of detail work, a lot of time to be precise and to interpret the information. And I appreciate your work.
Okay, thank you very much.
I don't know how the rest of the people feel. It's a lot of work.
I'm glad I have a whole year.
So we go a glove cards, yeah, okay. You want to get in there? That's the room, right?
Yeah, ten ya for you, mate.
You next?
Yeah.
Okay. What couple you need to do?
Virus.
Pure
no,
virus,
no.
Yeah. You see my car, what?
My name is Cyrus Harris. I work for Manila with the Elders Traditional Food Program. And I think the program is finally really getting into the public. And here's a report on that shipment from Barrows, and it's that mukta that we had. And I just happened to be in the office a little bit after 5 one day. Must have been about 5:15. I can't remember what I was doing, cleaning up after my mess. But I had a call from Ben Pickup, and he mentioned that he had some muktap that he'd like to ship up here to the elders. And he got the word from Bertha while she was up at Barrow that we would be able to pay the freight. So he said he could send a little bit if we don't want to pay too much, or we could send a fair amount if the freight is not going to be a problem. I told him we have a lot of elders up here. This program not only serves Kotzebue, but also serves the regional elders. In other words, all the 11 villages. So I told him to go ahead and send as much as he's got, or how much he's willing to send down, and we would be able to take care of the freight. So to save some of the program monies, I worked with Mark Air Cargo Office in Anchorage and explained to them about this program and facts and information. And I got them to cut the price down and had a 70% saving. In other words, it would normally cost $1 a pound from Barrow to here. And after I explained to the Mark Air Cargo in Anchorage, he charged 30 cents a pound. So we had a lot of savings there. And this year with this program, it's good for 3 years. And this is the first year. And if this year's amount is not used up by this year, it could get carried over to the second year. The second year could get carried over to the third year, and after that third year there's a closing report. The same deal that we went through last spring for that one closing report. And last spring was pretty hectic because we had the short time to work with it in order to open this other one. But this anyway, it explains pretty much. And I had a lot of help from Hannah Mendenhall, Hannah Loon, and Ruth Sampson. They helped me work with the smucked up, get it divided out. We divided it into 11, which will go to 11 villages. And I felt like there wasn't enough to go talk to all the houses. So what we thought, or what I thought about doing, was bringing it over to the churches during their Thanksgiving feast. That way they can cut it up into serving size and at least and serve the elders there, or if there's some elders that can't make it to the feast, maybe there's a relative that could take them home to that elder. But in the package, there's one package of meat, one package of tongue, and I can't remember how many packages of muktap. Three packages, and there's Ziploc bags. And I've got a few extra packages that I thought that would come useful when you elders get together and probably have a potluck, or you know what goes on once in a while here. And then you know it could go out in that manner also. That takes care of this part of that muktap. this report with the Mukta. Anyway, I also got about, I can't remember how many, 22-gallon size buckets with And I had help from Hannah Lou and also Ruth and Hannah Mendenhall, who helped me with those two. Divided all out. Anyway, I made 22, and I don't really have a real certain pump on which way to bring it. But we got people like from Kivalina, you know, that got here looked up already. We got people over at Deary that probably got here, you know, already. So it would be up to, you know, it would be up to, you know, each time we get any kind of coastal type of food, I'm thinking about shipping it upriver, you know. Because if we ship it down to the coast, it's just going back to where it comes from. And if we could ship it upriver, and maybe upriver has got something that the coast don't have, then, you know, it could be swapped around in that manner, and freight could be taken care of with this program. We could work a system out to put more of the freight on the budget and work it out in that manner. That way it wouldn't cost either side anything to put variety on the table. And with part of the funding, it goes out to the village IRA, and then the village IRA can assist hunters that's willing to go out hunting for the elders. Hunting, fishing, gathering of native foods, could be berries, mushroom, anything that goes on up there. Basically to make sure that these elders that were raised up with these traditional foods still got it on their table. And lately I've been working on nets, which program monies. I got webbing, float line, float, lead line, and I got three different types of nets. I got whitefish net, trout net, and number six, which I thought would be good enough for sheepfish. So I'm almost done with the second sheepfish net. I got done with one whitefish net, and I went out and set it for compost. This past 3 days, during the time the tide is going out, I got a good catch. But today, the tide's coming in, and it's slowed down a little. But within the last three days, I must have cut it about 80 compost, but they're real big ones. So. Yep. And what I'm planning on doing with those is also ship them upriver, because we already have them down here on the coast. And I know that there's some elders up here that like some of this stuff here. And somehow I got to express that this program has been run by one person, and there's a lot of work involved with it. You know how it is when you survive. And it's always helpful when there's an extra person there to give that extra hand. When one person is there by himself, it takes time. But I really like to thank Hannah Mendenhall, Hannah Lou, and Ruth Sampson. They've been very helpful. And this summer, when we're cutting fish, like for the senior center, I had a lot of help from Nana, cultural camp coordinator, Bernetta. I had a lot of help from her, and we were cutting the fish outside of senior center. So we made a bunch of yamaka for senior center. When I do get something from the hunters, and it's not enough to otak all around town, I would just go ahead and prepare it for the senior center. And then not only the senior center residents are eating there, but there's also elders around town that would go eat at the senior center. So they would serve it out in that manner. And I believe that they deliver cooked food. They deliver cooked food too. So when I do get a fair amount of something, which is most like a caribou or something, I'll cut it up, you know, either into stew meats or steaks
that way it would divide them a little better rather than us. If I try to give a whole caribou to each other here in town, we're speaking about at least 100 caribou, you know? So if I could bring 2 bags every so often, or whenever I could get it, then it would go out in that manner. And when there's not enough, then I would take it over to the senior town. And I can't really think of anything else. But I hope to get those sheepish nets out. And oh, another thing, on that muktuk or anything I gotta send up river, maybe you guys could give me an address to ship it out. Should it be the pasture or a certain individual that would take care of it there? If I had an address, should it be the IRA and then they could take care of it there?
If you plan to send some little bit to do that, we got tax TV committee. It's the tax TV committee and they'll know.
Is there a certain address?
General delivery, no tax.
Is that to all the villages, or is there?
They always know. They always know. Mm-hmm. The pastor. Thanksgiving committee for church.
Yeah, Thanksgiving committee.
Mm-hmm. All the villages have, mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah, we already
know. I worked out a little deal with Cape Smite, and you know, since it's a donation, they're also willing. If they don't change their mind, they're also willing to ship it out for free. It's something that you got to work over to the full, you know.
I'd like to know what mesh you use on trout mesh.
What mesh?
Your mesh.
I can't remember what it is. I think it's 3 1/4. It's almost 4 right around that area. And the only time I did trout fishing was last year.
Yeah, I'd like to know. Look, like, Puppet noticed when the said for net like that, they got it wrong kind of message, so I'll pass that on to you.
I got, you could go look at those ones up there, if you know where the subsistence. Feel free to come by up the subsistence building if you want to get more of an idea.
So,
the subsistence building, it's located right across the KEA. It's right across the road.
Yeah.
Building 287.
Maybe somebody should take the elders over there just to take a look at the place, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 287?
Yeah. Phone number 3596. I got an answering phone up there. Not all the time I'm up there. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm up there as much as I possibly could be, but this net down here, I gotta take care of that door and running down through main office or through the same building. Or right now I'm here, so that answering machine will take care of that wall.
On the articles of incorporation, in my studio to see copy, там нова санкцията Перлу си разкара и тук. А ньюи си сад като ладна супаян. Обатам на охоти ви каптиво. Уко елипси от оханат. Ing mektigun kali kaniguting temasi ing miknik dana sibun ni rataluting pikasiliwit itna tingeng oro tigalugu uba apko ikusiratigut uba apko perdiam maratigut itna simik isumeruta Tap kuninga kisenik, sabak sabtiknik, isum merupta, sibunni nyerupta, isum matigit lugu tamna, tapko sabak kodut, itna atan runeo tigi lugu, pingikit aglan, Isumakamali utuk hanap sumik tasama sibunni nyakaming singe ngoro tigalgu piduk songicut aglan nutalu ubogulu isumatigilutak hanuk tasama tamna sibunni nyakput igleksilugu hanuk igleksin nakpan Naku lukisit magan uba pikni inyo penguroni tamna isim matigit lugu tamna pigut atan runito lugu pingnichok. Do you want to talk about the Sama tu yok tok tu repsi kap ingat ni tapko.
Indah ini kita belum juga kap tu sih.
Ya.
Ini kita akan bawa bunga pikir. Jadi tapko kau tu sih gay orang right now.
Sule tapko piti gitu lebih Marie sule tapko nuna tu yok lugu ingat ini. Akhaluk satakunlu sabramona sana ukhaktak hotinglu pikmata ukhotiraka hotellu pikmata kangek si suklunga ami itna kangek si mohra kota kanupala Sibunni yukti ubanga siwingitina tabra kanyak simora uti pirukro kapti. Ati hanu sinigli tapko akhaluksat kalika kakpata agle sirastake yibut kanyak sirastake yibut. Ati sababtikni namang nekpata kanyak tasama isimagala kapti. Sibun negasirisili atan nexu tiginagluit mako itnasi pingnexu aglan sibunni galaukuta sibunni gakputamna unirtaklugulu pidaga galaukapta isimoklungali Ubab tibun lisek, kalik kupda temasi, takna sebagai tahuta tibukda, kuyatigi galok lugu, nanat kulu, mandi jat kulu, Northwest Arctic Kudlu, Tamatko, Ilocating, Ikayo Huta Suli, Ikayong Negatiwit. You want to speak more to the Articles of Incorporation, Chuck Green? You got anything to say about the Articles of Incorporation? Or am I putting you in the spot?
No, actually, Lo and I were talking about that a little bit. I hope I'm going to clarify some of this instead of making it more confusing.
Yeah.
First of all, just let me say that it's good to see all of you again. And it's good to be here with you today. And it's also good to see Billy and Elizabeth with this group again. I think that's going to be real good for our elders. And finally, I don't know when it was when we were requested to have our attorney, our borough attorney, make these papers available for you, our elders, the Elders Council, the Articles of Incorporation, for you to consider as a way of getting organized and for you to consider as something that you might want to do because you've been in existence pretty much without a formal document saying that you are our regional elders. And for a long time, one of the objectives of, I think, NANA and the borough and Manila Association has been to elevate the status of our regional elders. And perhaps this would be one of the ways to do it. I don't know. It's up to you. Because we had our borough attorney do these papers for you, doesn't mean that the Northwest Arctic Borough is trying to tell you to incorporate. The only reason we did it was because nobody else seemed to be wanting to do it, and we had an attorney that was familiar with this kind of work, and we wanted to be able to present something to you to for you to look at and think about. In the past also, and I think one of the other reasons for you to consider something like this is, in the past, of course, all of us know that you're under NANA Regional Corporation. It was because of our regional corporation that you became in existence. So some people are maybe wondering if this would take you away from NANA. And I don't think it would. I think all it would do is it would formalize this group in the eyes of the state government or the federal government or any other federal funding agency so that our regional elders would be eligible for funds if they wanted to administer a grant or seek funds, or even this foundation grant money that seems to have worked for us last year. These elders, if you had a program that you wanted to, that you felt strongly about, and yet you want our people to have in our region, then you as elders, instead of Manila for the borough or NANA, you as elders would submit a grant for funds. Some of the other purposes, of course, and you're already doing those. If you've had a chance to read it, is to operate so that you can donate for charitable contributions to people that need help or to the churches. You'd be eligible to do that. You'd be eligible to help. Donate to for educational purposes. I'm just reading what this paper is saying. It doesn't mean you're not already doing it. It means that you would be formally recognized for doing something like that. And that it also maintaining the culture and language and the traditions of the Northwest Arctic Inupiat. And it goes on to say a couple other things, but you're already doing that. Because you're considered under Nana Regional Corporation, and I don't know this to be true, but because you're under Nana Regional Corporation, and I'm not saying it's bad either, but some of the other organizations, the borough and maybe Manila, feel that they don't have the same kind of access to you as our regional elders as maybe Nana Regional Corporation does. And we know Nana Regional Corporation provides a lot of funding for you as elders. That's good. I'm a shareholder, and a lot of us here are shareholders of our regional corporation, and that's what we'd like them to do. But many times when, I'll just use the borough, when we have something that we want the elders to consider, or when we have something that we want to report to you, it doesn't always happen that way. And that's because somewhere in the system, somebody is changing things or taking them off the agenda because they don't want us to bring it to your attention or request support from you for whatever item it is. And we thought that perhaps this would be another way of providing access to you as elders in terms of the borough or Manila or any other organization that needed your support or your assistance or at least just wanted to report to you. And perhaps because you have been funded or even formal or because you've been organized by Nana, maybe Nana is thinking that we're going to decide what goes to the elders, or we're going to decide what kind of information you get, or and that sort of thing. And so we're thinking that maybe this would eliminate some of that. And I know that kind of thing can get sensitive, but it's happened. And it's not very good. And some of you may have strong feelings about this, or are saying that because the borough attorney has done this, that the borough is trying to force us to do something that we don't want. That's not the case. We don't want you to think that way. We just want you to look at this and consider, look at both the good and the bad of it, and decide for yourself whether or not it's something you want to do. And you don't have to make a decision right away. It's not something you have to do right away. There's no deadline on it. Are there any questions or comments?
It's kind of not what I just learned, but I learned many years, 2 years ago. We had a problem to solve or to make a decision on and vote. And John Schaefer, he was sitting there, and he said, "You don't have power to do this and that. See, that is magic now.
Well, I'm
kan ik graag zien waar we nu hier wat. Ik heb hier echt zo te gelapen. Ik heb hier echt zo te... Wat? En de regional corporation man, ook die hier te lussen. Die is dat, die is hier als ze. Ik nou ze, ze wordt niet gezien met gelapen door. Kijk naar. Aber lebt da nachher, ich hab da schon mal die Passe, er hat mir nicht gelacht, doch, lieb sie nicht, kann wohnen, kann die Schuhe, sie wohnen nicht abgesehen. Ich bin nicht von der Uhr, kann die Schuhe ja nicht zurück, aber sie kauft die Systeme, ich mag gar nicht sehen, der Mann da, ich lege die Kraxe, kann die Mago oder Kraxe, er hat mir so wahre Lage gehabt, er hat mir nicht wach, nachher bin ich auch nicht bekommen. What articles of incorporation is not illimited for Kalka is took. It not state them law, federal law, Kenny Kanganik, identified like Kanganik, Agla Kaupa of Sik, the Rotate Nap, Pisichi, Nagute took Tamna, Aglan, Mumona, Okala of Tuma, Atan Hot Kulose. Nalaka City Council connectivity atanin munakil yapine sule IRA Council kaktut atanin nik sule angala chit ironic kokli gi kawut tamara tap kunuma sanara le tap ko atan golusi atanne lalusi sule tap kunuma tingachi ti sule gi kusi tabra bisak nang nak kusi kisuti lakse. Atan hub mit ke na tan nek suk lar dik no dik sanik ka kau kop se da tek ni to wa dik na sakit nak silo ta bane isum ba ni nik kalau ka wa al ga khrok ta su dik na wa ut wa nga me wa wa nik ta bane khin ya khno atan wa nga avane ane in wo khno na la me ne abu Awu nunga, tek na jalek sudik nunga, tek na cok, pijak kangat, pijak mega, tek na semegi litko sinyik nunga, litko sinyik atak kak nunga, kama. Pani una nuna kirak, unisawa, electricity ngikmit, nanik surak tut, kaslak turak tut, kumin to na ngay, mastak tukmit, awa, kukiyo pa ya kama supaya ramon tula kama na evening it nama awa awag late me tula gawa kama tapos mako running water mako electric up me that na kama mga do tamaro sa water fluid wood liver kama na halak me rami United States me one it tone that na nuna kira but mako IRA council lakak me rot federal government recognize kung ani kaya suara miba dek nak sebab dia lagi miba tiga dua buat dek nak tak kaga dik sakti ni kita juga la si jutu nak ayam memang dek nak angma kata buk sila it nak tahu nak pi pisa dua buat United States lagi miba hati buat kama nak tahu mail gurang it nak si miba itu mana kama si nak si mainnya mana nak kira masih ada neng orang jadi di kama Congress me kau klik aktif lah buat Kokle kaktilaga ini semagia senator kaktunga dama. Naga sulle representative kaktinga dama federal government. Naga sulle kena junau me. Katirak tut legislature state tau kalau fakta sulle state tau kaktik tutin state na woke kaktik ni kata ni ni. Temat kunuga. Kena tujuk tau sulle kaktunga. Suwada nasi ni suwada. World United States Forum, Gavamapta, Inuit Migati Utok, Inupengualak Tut, Aglan, United States Citizen Murudi, Etnasimic, Etnuma, Unakirame, Inuopimne, Inuokatma, Etna, Nagogi Kamanik, Savakak City Lara, Nalunaga. Ini pengen mereka ni semua. Ini pengen mereka ni semua. na nahoy ka nga, nagsawa ka lang niya sa nga. Petition na may gaglak na nga. Wili. Kano nga. Representative na kaklo, kiyokto klo, o kaya kadigit klo. Dice mate, legislature kon ewag ni na pwede si niya sa unakiraw, electrify auto, electrician ni kita si Jus. Petition na may gli, no tami, ang lagtayak sila dak nga, kawkli diya dut nga. Unakira lang, king unora lang yun, isa ay kama, electric to, petition mo na, agreed ko klo. Wanga ay papak. Itna. Na nagsurak nga, imastak turak nga, garup tak turak nga, inyuban ito nga, tek na ngitsungon ni, nakulit mga musok, itna to na da, ilit chukin ni kika tabra ni, wanga, at laulak kila, waglan, tingasin na iglan, tek na nunakim, kukiliyok nga, eva kaungin, suwato wako, ilet ka, kakatik sa amin, mitpe kaungin, patik na simit, isimaksak to sa amas nga, wamnik, kanyak sila adak nga, wala ko nga. Et na, inyipem una, ilit ko sa nunakirang mingi at langgokulay chok, et na, so nagkawagi kaming ititaklu ang alasungat na ko, ititsugu ka nga, et na simik, wa, wakih tenyik sa nga, umay nga nik, et na, tutkik sa ako na kami nga nik, ilitsugayak sila adak nga. Maanil kanyakul lak nga, pingak man nga. Ngunin niya, no tamin yun ni, ang ipengam ka ng sumara, tutkilip ka nga ika, ang ipengagorak nga ika, atan, et na ito ako raktot, sumigat lang mo ka sumat na ko, ang unirayok mit, so payak na kukmir ilimit ni, et na sumigat lang mo ka tinyegak sila katakang sa wakang ng kama, et na nakuk, nakukain niya ika, Et na sime inyunak takto ni kamanak to ni ataning ngon ni yok nus ni et na sinyan tanugol tawag ko asi tutkay diin langat sa wakil ni kilamit na inyunak to ni sinme roli pahto so sinme rolat me ni sinme rong ikaksit mata et na kang eksigyan to et na ukakatirangit miyat nga wa mumunak tu sin me mucu ilip sikti tu nek nak orang ni cek wa nak muda sin me mucu asi suli nak muda wa sin me mucu dit no rap tek cek just flat no explain no tek cek just no asi no ota teman kang sin gu tiga war teman suara sin me mucu tu lah wa kawar di sana United States ni mai lu mizong citizen mo milk. Si tayo na si minyo na takaktit mga at ang word IRA counselor at ang note si suli ilipsi wa inyo kapsing inyo glan buong amin na yan at kuno nilalitip mga board member ko mga monang pasarok kilot naman sibon ni takilakot kang insari kapsiko aralo utok kanat mako alaksu jaruka alaksu nyeral gunya ati nagone wogut pichuk sagor algo jut tibalo kyut nale khuda utok kanani alaksu jaron wa akapta hun chani yu yu yatne doktu aglangnon aglaklu wa recognize sabok team nalunaglu village jorame elders ulokaisa asi atadiun etna gumutlese